This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. We have a project for you home fruit gardeners to take on, even this far ahead of the spring season. Joining us is Ward Upham, horticulturist with K-State Research and Extension, to go over the steps to pruning fruit trees. And this, over the next few weeks, you say, Ward, would be the ideal opportunity to clean those trees up.
That's right. Any time between now and the end of March would be a good time to get this done.
So this needs to be done a certain way, and we want to go over the steps here. If we look at the older trees and maintenance pruning that might be required.
So there's certain principles that we want to follow. First thing to remember is whenever you cut something off, it's always back to an existing bud or to an existing branch. You never leave a stub. That stub, if it's left, will be an entry point for disease and insects. So you want to make sure you don't leave any stubs. Okay, first step is take out any broken, damaged, or diseased branches. Those are things that aren't doing that tree any good and, again, are something that can harm the tree over the long term. If two branches form a narrow angle, one of them has to go. You could take both of them out if that's appropriate, but at least one of them has to go. Those narrow angles are weak, and they will tend to break during wind and ice storms. Then take out all suckers. Now, suckers are those growths that come from the base of the tree, around the trunk, or even outside the tree from the roots. They grow straight up, and they are actually from a part of the tree called the rootstock. Those have to go. If there's any left in the spring, take them out. But during this season, if they form during the growing season, take them out then. It's actually better to do it that way. The second thing to take out are water sprouts. Now, water sprouts come from existing branches, and they go straight up. Again, if there's any left in the spring, take them out then. But it's better to take them out during the growing season. Wait and take them all out in the spring. You encourage that tree to produce more. If you take them out during the growing season, that takes care of them, and you're less likely to get very many the next year. Next, if you have two branches that cross and rub, one of them has to go. And then cut back branches to reduce the total size of the tree so it's easier to handle. And the last thing is thin branches on the interior of the tree. Now, once you hit 30% of the tree, you stop, okay? If you go over that, they can encourage too much growth, especially with the water sprouts and the suckers. Now, the exception to that is going to be peaches. Peaches you prune back hard every year. The reason for that is that peaches only bear on wood that was grown the previous year, on one-year-old wood. If you don't prune those back hard, that wood is going to be further and further from the center of the tree. And once that tree does bear fruit, it's going to tend to break the tree apart. So you're going to take out at least 30% of a peach tree. Some people will take out 40% or even a little more. Just make sure you're making those branches shorter so that when you have a fruit load, it's going to be closer to the interior of the tree.
So there are special rules for the peach tree.
Yes.
Any other trees that have their own distinctive requirements here?
Yeah, apples. Apples are one that you really need to prune every year. Again, on those, not over 30%. But if you let them go and don't prune them, you're going to get an awful lot of growth that's going to tend to break apart in ice and windstorms. And so make sure that they're pruned every year. And just follow those principles we gave you before. If you prune an apple tree correctly, you should be able to throw a softball through that tree. Okay, that's how what you're heading for is something that is thin enough you could throw a softball through it.
And lastly, you say there are some special guidelines for other trees like cherries, pears, plums.
Yeah, they really don't need a whole lot. And so light pruning, any tree, you can take out 10% of the tree any time of the year. You're not going to hurt anything. And that's probably all that cherry, plum, and pear need. And so anything that crosses, weak angles, that type of stuff, and that's it.
Well, if you have a relatively tolerable day outside in the coming weeks, this is a great time to get this done, Ward, before the growing season begins. As always, thanks.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham, K-State Research and Extension, on fruit tree pruning here in the coming weeks. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.